and she was 18, and he had both his arms amputated, his leg amputated, half his foot went blind, and she stayed with him, and she's pregnant with their third child. Amen. Amen. So please bring somebody next week so they can hear and see what God can do in your life, and also help put in perspective whatever you're going through. The other thing, how many of y'all like to serve people? You like to be hospitable? You like to help people find their way, feed them, whatever you do? Anybody here? You hospitality-like? Very good. Very good. We need you in the hospitality ministry. So after it's over, you can go sign up and put your gifts to work and help people find their seat and, you know, greet them when they come here. And we could do offering and all kinds of stuff. So we want to beef up that ministry. And in 2 weeks, we're going to have that event down in clean up down in Southeast. We need a couple, actually, I think over 1,000 people to come down and do at the three locations, and we're partnering with churches down there, so it's going to be great, a great day of ministry. How many married people are here? If you're married, very good. If you're here with your spouse, can you turn to your spouse and tell them you love them and give them a kiss on the lips? Very good, very good. Hey! All you single people, just hold it back now, hold it back. I want to invite all y'all who are married to the conference in 2 weeks so you can stay married. So the Love and Respect Conference, you want to get over there and come join us. Okay, let's see your Bibles tonight. Let's say word. One more time, say word. Let's see your pen. Let's see your pen. See your lesson plan. Okay, we're going to have a quiz. You can put all that away. Yeah. We got five people from out of town. Anybody here from out of town? Yes, where are you from, sir? Rosarito. What's happening? Are you visiting? Or you live here now? Third time? Thrace, do you live there? And you come, who invited you? How did you find out? That guy. Hi, that guy. Does that guy, you live up here, that guy? Okay. God bless y'all. God bless you. God bless you. Huh? Jesucristo. Yes. I know. Jesucristo. Mabute. No. Mabute. Yes, sir. Illinois. God bless you. Who are you here with? Who is that? Your daughter? Hi, daughter. Hello. How y'all doing? How y'all doing? He's like, don't say anything more. Who else? Anybody else? Where? Hello, Australia. What do y'all say? What's y'all like thing? G'day? G'day. G'day. Where in Australia are you from? East Coast? Do y'all know Australia is as big as the United States? Do y'all know that? Isn't that true? Australia, the land, is as big as the United States. It's bigger? What are you trying to say? It's bigger than what? Oh, it actually is the size of the United States of America, where you are right now. It's true. Yes. You didn't know that you were in the United States, or you didn't know that? I'm just messing with you, Australia. Are you visiting? Yeah, sure. How long did it take you to fly? 17 hours? 13? 13. Okay. Good day, mate. Hey, by the way, do they say mate to women? Oh, really? Oh, really? Oh, really? I just had a moment. Yes. Sacramento? Is his birthday today? Is it today? What's his name? Jeremy, you have to stand up, brother. We got to sing for you. Jeremy, it's cool, man. We're family. Everybody say, what's up, Jeremy? Jeremy, you got to stand up. There's probably someone else here, so you won't be alone. Anybody else's birthday is today? Okay, who's that? Uh-huh. Monique, you got to stand up, girlfriend. And who else? Who? What's your name, man? It's not his birthday. What's your name? Jerome? Romy Rome in the house. Everyone say, what's up, Romy Rome? Unique and Monique and Jeremy. And who else? Is your birthday? Oh, it's tomorrow? I appreciate you being honest, brother. The last dude that said it was his birthday and it wasn't, he got killed outside by God. You know what I'm saying? So I'm glad you didn't do that. I'm glad you didn't do that. Who? Where? What's it? Who is it? What's your name, sir? Okay, I just want to listen to him say his name one time. Say it again. It sounds like you said, I'm one. That's right. Oh, I got it. You have to stand up. We have to say happy birthday to you. There's people down here saying, say it again. Sir, tell me your name again because I want to know how to spell it. Anwar. Sir, where are you from? Sudan. Okay, everyone say, Anwar. There's somebody else up top. Birthday. Who? EJ? Okay, so we got EJ, we got Anwar, we have Jeremy, we got Romy Rome, and Monique. Okay, all y'all stand up. We're going to say happy birthday to you on three. One, two, three. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear. Happy birthday to you. Okay, today we're going to do a quiz. Everyone get in your quiz position. Tell the person next to you, quiz position. Put your booty back in your seat. Booty back, sit up straight. Lord, we just thank you for today. We thank you for your word, and we pray you bless us today and challenge us today, and we pray that we learn how to pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, if you've never been in a quiz, it's very simple. I ask you a question, you tell me the answer. If you don't know the answer, just say something and you'll get it eventually. Don't worry about being wrong because no one's going to hear you anyway. And if I make a mistake, you can laugh at me. It's fine. Please laugh. Let's have fun. It doesn't really matter if I make a mistake and you laugh at me. I'm not going to get it. You can't hurt my feelings. So you learn more when you make a mistake and you learn from that mistake than when you get it right anyway. So when we make mistakes, you don't want to be worried about, am I going to get it wrong? Just say something. Your brain will learn it faster than your mind. And what I mean by that is that your brain will get it and you won't realize it. And so as we're going real fast, you're going to see yourself saying stuff. You go, I didn't realize I knew that. And you're also going to be surprised at how fast you learn it. And so what you don't want to do is sit there and not say anything or not do anything, because we're going to have some hand signs for you as well. So you don't want to not do anything and think you're just going to memorize. You want to say it. And whatever hand signs we have, you want to do it. And that's how you're going to learn it. Okay? And don't, like I said, don't worry about being wrong. Let's just go for it. Amen? So let's first start out by doing this. Don't say anything. This is how you cheer in sign language. Okay? There's a guy who goes to Division I football down, I don't know what school he's at, but you know they have 40, 50, 60,000 people at their games, and he's deaf, and the student body knows that he's deaf, and when he makes a good play, they all do this, just so he can see that they're cheering for him, specifically for him. So this is what this is. We're going to learn a few things in sign language today, but just do this. Say, Jesus. Jesus. Say, Jesus. Jesus. High five someone next to you. Okay, you ready? Listo, listo, listo. Say see, say see. Okay, here we go. We're just ending the series on prayer called Bubbles. The series on prayer is called what? Bubbles. It's called what? Bubbles. And if you weren't here, it simply is that there's a little boy walking in the park. He's blowing up soap bubbles to the sky, and he blew up soap bubbles to the sky, and then big bubbles started coming back down to him. And when you pray to God, God responds to you. Okay, so this whole series was called Bubbles because we want you to be reminded that whenever you pray to God, he wants to respond back to you. It's not two-way. It's not one-way. It's two-way communication. Prayer is communication. Prayer is what? Prayer is what? Very good. And when you pray, God wants to give you information. He wants to give you what? Say it again. Say it again. Say informacion. Say information. You can say either word. It's the same thing. So prayer is what? Prayer is what? And in that communication, God wants to give you? Show me your hands. God wants to shape your heart, say heart, and your character, say character. I don't know how to do character, so that's what this is. Some of these things may not make any sense. It doesn't really matter. We'll just do them anyway. So prayer, God wants to do what? And give you what? And prayer is what? Very good. Say it again. Very good. And God wants us to do what? Your. Okay. And give you what? Very good. We talked about a prayer acronym called AWSIPA. Everyone say AWSIPA. Spell it. I think y'all are the smartest of all the five services, but that's just me. Say it. AWSIPA is AWCIPA. That's five words, two words, one word is used twice. A is admire. And here's the theory, that you pray one letter at a time. That you spend 5, 10, whatever minutes just admiring and thanking God. W is wait. You spend a few minutes waiting on God. Be still and know that I am God. C is confess. Confess your sin. He's faithful and just to forgive you. You just spend a few minutes or however long you want just confessing your sin. And you spend I is intercede. Praying for other people, you spend a few minutes just praying for other people, so you're not confused praying about all this different stuff. P, petition, you pray for yourself, and then A, you admire God again. Okay, so A stands for what? Admire. Say it again. Admire. W stands for what? Yes. C stands for what? Yes. I stands for what? Yes. P stands for what? Yes. A stands for what? Admire. Very good. If you want to have an international ministry, for real, an international ministry, you can pray for somebody. When I was in the Philippines, and I'm going to show you a video once I get all these videos edited, I was in the Philippines walking through this town. It was about hundreds of thousands of people living in little one-bedroom shacks, no electricity, no running water, and they were jammed together. And when someone dies, if they don't have the money, the body will lay out in front of their door for a month. It was hell. And I was there texting my wife. And she get it right away, and she text me right back. It was like she was there. Well, the lady who was leading our team through this lends these people money, $20, $30, $40, and they start a business, and that's how they survive. It's unbelievable. But I'm going to show you these videos, and you can pray for that lady. You can even help support her. Pray for her. She has I believe it's 6,000 Bible studies. I believe that's what it is. Her organization has 6,000 Bible studies, these people that she's lent money to, because they get the money, they pay it back, they're little loans, they build a business, and they have Bible study. She has a 98% payback rate. 98%. It's incredible. It was incredible. But my point is this. You meet someone like that, even on video, and you can pray for her, and it's just as effective as praying for someone in this room. Just like that, in a seat. Okay, so all sipper, say all sipper. Spell it. One more time, I want you to show you how bad, how good your brain is. Spell it again.
A-W-C-I-P-A.
One more time.
A-W-C-I-P-A.
Without hesitation, spell it backwards.
A-W-C-I-P-A.
Yeah, give yourself a hand. Amen. Prayer is. God wants to give you. Show me your hands. He wants to do what? Your. And he also wants to wants to give you power. So he wants to give you what?
Power.
Give me double biceps.
Power.
Even if you don't have any biceps. Very good. He wants to give you what? What's up, man? He wants to give you what?
Power.
He wants to do what? Give you what? He wants to do what?
Change.
Your
power.
And very good. All simple. Spell it. Very good. God wants to answer your prayer. Say, God wants to answer my prayer. God wants to answer your prayer. I'm not saying he wants to give you what you asked for. I'm saying he wants to respond to you. He wants to communicate to you. Okay? He wants to. Okay? And there's several reasons why. One, give me hallelujah hands. And what you want to say, glorify. Answered prayer, glorify God. Answered prayer does what? God. Everybody, look to the person next to you and say, what's up? Okay, here we go, one more time. Answered prayer does what? God. Very good. Hey, that's not good. Yeah. Let's do that again. Okay. I like that. Okay, answered prayer should be expected. Answered prayer should be what? Answered prayer should be what? Answered prayer causes unbelievers to honor God. Answered prayer causes unbelievers to what?
Honor.
God. I say God, you say honor. Answered prayer causes unbelievers to what?
Honor.
God. Answered prayer does what? Very good. Answered prayer increases your faith. Answered prayer does what to your faith?
Increases.
Give me hands. Does what?
Increases.
Say it again. Say it again.
Increases.
Say it three times.
Increases.
Very good. Okay, there's several answers God can give you. God can tell you no. Say no.
No.
He can tell you wait.
Wait.
He can tell you yes.
Yes.
He can tell you wrong prayer. Dear God, I want to marry that girl. Wrong prayer. He can tell you what? Keep praying. Say it. Say it again. He could say, done.
Done.
Dear God, please bless me. I already did. How many of y'all know you're blessed? Raise your hand real high. Keep your hand. Okay, keep your hand up, please. Keep your hand up, please. If you know you are blessed, look around the room. Okay, if you know you're blessed, why you complain every day? And by the way, some of y'all complain the minute you wake up in the morning. Right? You're all asleep. Then you wake up, and what's the first thing you do? You get out of bed. Instead of saying, thank you, God, I have life, okay? So stop complaining. Okay, God could say, done. He could say, why are you asking me that? And by verses to support all this, all these are sermons we did. The sermons are online. You get a CD in the bookstore. The verses are there, okay? But he can say, why are you asking me that? I want that big house. Why? I want to get that dress. Why? Mm-hmm. You can't answer that because sometimes your answers are scandalous. They have no good motive. Okay, ladies? Uh-huh. Ladies. When you're in the store and you're getting ready to buy something, you need to ask yourself, why you want to buy that? Okay, yeah, because I know, hey. And then you go try it on and you go in the mirror and you're thinking the wrong thing. Okay, God, do you like what I'm thinking right now? And if it's not approval, you don't buy that dress or whatever it is that you're buying. Or it's supposed to be a dress, but it's really a Band-Aid. Don't buy it. Fellas, can I get an amen?
Amen.
Guys, too? Hey, I mean, you know, guys, too. I mean, guys close to, yeah, guys, too. I'm an equal opportunity blaster, so don't worry about it. Okay, praying in Jesus' name. Oh, by the way, one more thing. The other thing that God could tell you when you're praying is not only why, not only stop, yes, done, all that kind of stuff. He could tell you to get your life right. Say, do this. See the L? Life, okay? Sign language, okay? Loser, life. Do it with me, okay? Get your life right. In other words, you want me to bless you, but you're living foul. Don't live foul and then ask God to bless you. Get your life right. Your life can be so much more blessed if you pray the same, just clean your life up. And by the way, if you clean your life up, you're probably going to pray different anyway. But if you clean your life up, your prayers will be more powerful. Okay? Okay, so let's go through them again. The possible answers God can give you is what?
No.
Say it loud. Very good. We talked about praying in Jesus' name. We did two sermons. What happened? Who? Oh, okay. We did two sermons on praying in Jesus' name. Praying in Jesus' name doesn't mean that if you ask anything and then say, in Jesus' name, you will get it. That's not what it means. Jesus did say, and I'll read it for you. He says, if you ask anything in my name, I will do it. That doesn't mean that if you just say anything and then say, in Jesus' name, he will do it. Like, I mean, an example would be, even though this is a way out example, dear God, I want to have $1 million right now in Jesus' name. Or I want to have his house moved over there with my name put on the deed in Jesus' name. I mean, those are kind of ridiculous things, but even still, dear God, I want to be the president of the United States in Jesus' name. God would say, we're going to see in a minute, no. That's not what it means. Okay, God's not a good luck rabbit foot. That's not what he is. So we're going to talk about what it means. We did two sermons on this, by the way. We're not going to go over the points, but all of them. But one is that you have a biblical relationship with Jesus. This is relationship. This is kind of, you know, relationship. So you have a biblical relationship. So it means you have a biblical what? You have a biblical what? You also believe Jesus is your only access to the Father. Excuse me. He's your only what to the Father? He's your only what to the Father? And you have a biblical what with God? You have biblical what with God? You have biblical what with God? You also believe that you need the Father's, this is money fingers. This is hallelujah hands. This is money fingers. Say wealth. Say, you need the Father's wealth. Say wealth. It's not money wealth. It's wealth of resources. You are going to God because you believe he has resources, power, wisdom, strength that you don't have. He can change people's hearts. He could spin the world opposite direction. He can do anything he wants. You are going to God because he can do things you will never be able to do. So you are coming to the Father, praying in Jesus' name, saying, Jesus and I, he is my Savior, or I want him to be. I am coming to the Father only through Christ because I believe Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father but through him. And I am coming to the Father because there's nowhere else I can go. There's nowhere else I can go. And this next point, I'm going to, if you're praying in Jesus' name, you need to be living in Jesus' name. Okay? You have to live in Jesus' name. So if I'm praying in Jesus' name, that means I'm living in Jesus' name. So if you ain't living in Jesus' name, you need to get your life right. Okay? But the most important aspect of praying in Jesus' name, and if there's anything about praying in Jesus' name that you get, it's this one. It means that you are praying only to get what has been assigned to you. And I say assigned, I'll point like this, you say assigned. Very good. You want only what God has assigned to you. Only what God is what?
Assigned.
Here's what that means. Very, very, very clearly. If you pray, dear God, I want to marry that person, I want to live in that house, and I want to buy that car in Jesus' name. What you are saying to God is this. Dear God, I want to marry that person, live in that house, and have that job, buy that car. But if is any of that you don't want me to have, I don't want it, and scratch it from my prayer. That's what that means. So you can pray anything you want, but pray in Jesus' name. So what you're saying, Jesus, is Ephesians 2:10 says that we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works that he has prepared in advance for us to do. There are some works he has not prepared for you to do, and you won't do them. He's not going to bless it, okay? God has not called me to be a missionary. And if I try to be a missionary, I will be miserable. God has not called me to be a counselor. If I try to counsel, I'd be miserable. So I don't try, period. I'm not even going to pray for it. Dear God, make me a counselor. Why? I'm wasting my time. But God has called me to do this, 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 this. That's what I want to pray for. And that's what I want to know to pray for. Okay, so when you pray in Jesus' name, what you're saying is, dear God, I know I don't know everything, but in Jesus' name, I'm asking you only for the things that are your will for my life. When Jesus Christ was getting ready to be arrested, to be crucified, he was praying and stressing. The Bible says he stressed to the point of death. And the Bible says he stressed so much that blood sweat out of his forehead. That's how stressed he was. So when you rub your head because you're stressed, blood was coming out of his head. And he says, Father, is there any other way that you can accomplish salvation than me dying on the cross? Because I don't want to do it. And then he says, but not my will, your will be done. So what he was saying was, I don't want to be arrested, and I don't want to be crucified, but if that's what you want, I'll do it. That's praying in Jesus' name. I only want what you want. This is so critical, because people will tell you, you can name and claim and pray for anything you want and get it. That is not in the Bible. You say, I want to pray in Jesus' name. The Bible says if you delight yourself in the Lord, he'll give you the desires of your heart. Okay? Let me tell you what that doesn't mean. Lord, I love you, and whatever I ask for, I'm going to get. No, it means, Lord, I love you, therefore, give me the desires of my heart. Put your desires in my heart. And by the way, once God puts his desires in your heart and you pray his desires, now you're going to get it because it's his desires. So don't, this is not, you know, have it your way and get it, fast food this and God does this. That is not the Bible. That's not the Bible. The Bible is, Lord, I am your servant. I will do what you want. And by the way, doing what God wants will always, let me refresh this, throughout your whole life you will experience pain. If someone has ever led you to believe that when you walk with God you're not supposed to have pain anymore, they lied to you. That is not true. Think about it. Jesus died on the cross. God himself. And what did he say? Father, why did you forsake me? He felt like his own father forsook him. How much less are you going to feel that? But God never did. So don't think that your pain's going to go away. You are a servant of God. You have zero rights when you give your life to Christ. He is now calling the shots. Now, we don't give up those rights. That's why some people who think they're saved are not saved. They prayed a prayer, but they never gave up control. It's just in their head. So what you want to say, what you want to believe is that I gave my life to Christ. Everything that's about me is his. And your whole struggle in your life is God trying to pry out of your hands what you committed to him with your heart. You gave him your life, but you really didn't. He's trying to get away from you. That's what hurts. But if you let it go, boom. I was watching 300 the other day, yesterday. Y'all see 300? Amen. What's the guy's name, the main guy? Leonidas? Okay. At the end when he died. Okay. Braveheart, when, what's his name, died? Cried out freedom, which is our last point in this whole thing. He got to a point where he believed in something so much that he didn't matter anymore, and he was willing to die and leave his wife and his son. But he said, I have to do this. That is what God wants you to get to, where you don't care One of the reasons I say laugh at me when I make mistakes is that if you can get to the point where you make a mistake and people laugh at you, that it doesn't matter. You know, there's 3,000 people can laugh at me and it don't matter. And you have one person laughing at you, you want to, I gotta kill myself. I can't take it anymore. I can't go to school. I gotta sit on my head. Oh, it's the end of the world. My life is over. It's ridiculous. Your life ain't over. And so what you want to do is get to a point where, Lord, I will do whatever, however, it doesn't matter because it's not about me. Okay? That's where you want to get to. Praying in Jesus' name is I'll do whatever. Okay. How do you, prayer hinders. There are things that can hinder your prayer. In other words, you're praying your heart out, but you got this stuff in your life that is hindering the effectiveness of your prayer. One, you have a rebellious heart. Everyone give me an elbow real slow. Don't hit the person next to you. Say rebellious. Rebellious. What kind of heart? Rebellious. What kind of heart? Rebellious. What kind of heart? Rebellious. Or you pray with selfish motives. Say selfish. What kind of motives? What kind of motives? What kind of motives? Or you treat people disrespectfully. You treat people what? You treat people what? You have what kind of motives? You have what kind of motives? Or you have what kind of heart? Good. We all know people, and some of you are this people, so you gossip. You live to talk about somebody else and to pull them down. And you do it, and you can even be very creative where you do it in the name of Jesus. And your little Christian spin on it. It's sin just the same. That will spoil your prayer. You can pray all the scripture you want, pray all, I'm praying in tongues or whatever, whatever, but you're over here gossiping. God's like, you know, something ain't right. Or you go to work, and you're cursing, and you're doing everything your non-Christian friends do, and you come to church. It's like, God's like, make up your mind. But if that's how you're living, your prayers are weak. And you wonder, how come God's not blessing me? Blessing them? Because you got junk in your life. Okay, so you wanna clean your life up, live right, and watch what God does in your life. The last message we had was on the Holy Spirit. Everyone say Holy Spirit. Say Espiritu. Say Espiritu. Say one word, Espiritu. Espiritu. Santo. Santo. I'm saying a Spanish word with an Italian accent. Santo. Espíritu Santo. Holy Spirit. Oh, we talked about the Holy Spirit, the invisible man. We did a whole series on the invisible man. I think it was 8 weeks or whatever it was. Holy Spirit, Jesus said he's going to send the Holy Spirit to live in us, to be upon us, to fill us, to empower us, to give us power that we may be his witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and uttermost parts, that the Holy Spirit's going to give you gifts according to his will. The Holy Spirit knows the deep things of God that pertain to your life. And so the Holy Spirit's job in assisting you in prayer is to teach you what to pray and how to pray. Everyone say what?
Where?
Say how.
How.
Say what? When I do this, you have to say, in sign language, this is what. Do it with me. Let's learn. Let's learn something new. That doesn't mean how. No, okay. It does. It does. It does. I'm just messing with you. What does that mean? Thank you. Very good. What does this mean?
Yes.
What does this mean? No. What does this mean? What's happening? Okay. The Holy Spirit wants to teach you what to pray and how to pray it. The Holy Spirit wants to teach you what to pray and how to pray it. We're going to look at three words that start with P and one word that starts with an F. The first P word is persistently. Say persistently. Pray without ceasing. Very good, very good. The Holy Spirit wants you to pray. He wants to be in constant communication with you, and he's constantly praying on your behalf with groanings which cannot be uttered. He wants to be constantly communicating with God, constantly, constantly. When you're in a conversation with somebody, Lord, tell me what I should do. Is this? Can I trust this person? Should I give this person my number? Should I run away? Should I? What should I do? Tell me. Okay? I was doing an interview once for a job, and the Lord said, ask this question. And it was a very penetrating question that if they said yes, the interview would be over. And I said, there's no way they're going to say yes to this question. And the Lord kept saying, ask this question. Because he knew something I didn't know. So I said, I have to ask you a question. You know what they did? They just went like this. Interview was over. You always want to be in constant communication with God about everything. What you're going to do when you leave here. Who you're going to hang out with when you leave here. Where you're going to park your car. What classes you're going to take. Where you're going to live. Who's your roommate. God, tell me, because he knows everything. Holy Spirit's going to communicate with you. So it's persistently. Say persistently. Say persistently. The Holy Spirit wants you to play with power. Say power. Not your power, his power. Okay? Holy Spirit, the Bible says in Acts 1:8 that Jesus said, you shall receive power, dunamis. You get the word dynamite. Supernatural power when the Holy Spirit comes on you. You want his power. Ask him, Lord, give me your power. Okay, and then you want to pray with passion. The Bible says effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. You can pray like this if you want. Dear God, I love you so much, and I just want to give everything to you, and you're so important to me. And can you imagine having a conversation? Ladies, can you imagine a guy, you're meeting this guy, you're dating him for however long, and you go, oh, I just have something I want to tell you. And you say to him, ladies, I think I love you. And he says, yeah, I love you too. Right? No. That's the wrong answer, okay? You want passion. Can I get an amen? God wants passion. Do you really want it? So you want to say persistent? Persistent? And then the word, the last word is freedom. Say freedom. God wants, you need to be able to pray with whom, ever, whenever, wherever, however God decides. How many of y'all in college? Very good. You're walking through your school, whatever, carrying your backpack. You ever see people walking on campus like this? Like, ain't there a class you need to be going to? And you're in the middle of wherever, and all of a sudden someone comes up by and says, how you doing? And they go, well, I'm not doing good. And the Holy Spirit says, pray with them right now. And you go, pray right now. You think I could pray for you right now? Right there. If God says, right there. Or go sit on the bench. Freedom. Well, you don't care about anybody but pleasing God. Because if you don't do what he says, you know what you're going to feel like? Man, I blew it. How many of y'all had that before? Okay, and would it be pray for somebody, read the Bible, whatever. You just didn't do it. You know it. And you know you were wrong. That is, you just didn't do what God told you to do. The Bible says to know what to do and not do it is sin. You just messed up. Now, are you going to hell? No. But that's how it works. It's those little things that if you could say, I'll do whatever God wants all these little times, that's when you'll start seeing even amazing things happen in your life. Okay? So let's say persistently. Okay, sit up. Let's review the whole thing. Everyone say persistently. Say something to somebody next to you. What's up, man? Hey. Huh? Y'all ready? Say, Jesus, prayer is two-way. Prayer is two-way. God wants to give you. He wants to Show me.
Shape.
Show me.
Shape.
Your. And your.
Hair.
And your. And he wants to give you what?
Mouth.
Spell or sipper. Wash my hand. That was good. I like that. Very good. A stands for? W stands for? C stands for? I stands for? P stands for? And A stands for? Very good. Answer prayer. God answer prayer does what to God? Come on now, 100%, 100%. One more time. Glorifies God. Answer prayer should be? Say it again. Answer prayer causes unbelievers to God. By the way, you miss glorifies God. Let's try it one more time. Answer prayer does what? Very good. One more time. Very good. And answer prayer should be, it causes unbelievers to what? God. 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 It does what to our faith? Say it three times. Very good. I want to watch y'all do that. Let's do this. What's this dance? The monk, the swim? Okay, do it with me. Answer prayer does what? Very good, very good. Okay. Possible answers God can give you is?
No, wait, yes, longer, keep praying.
Get. Hey, get. Okay, let's do it. Hey, do it again. Praying in Jesus' name means you have a biblical what, Jesus? You have biblical what with Jesus? You believe Jesus is your only what to God? Your only what to God? You believe Jesus that the Father has unique... Say it again. You also... Praying in Jesus' name means you are doing what in Jesus' name? Living in Jesus' name. Say living. The most important one that you know that you only want what has been what to you? Say it again. Say it again. If you went home today and all you prayed for was this, dear God, I've asked for a lot of things. I complain a lot of things. I only want what you want for me. If you just tell them that every day, it would change your life. Just tell them every day. I've asked for a lot of stuff, and I complain a lot of stuff. You know what? Whatever you want. And there are some tough things that you're going through that he would say, then I want you to go do that, and it's going to hurt. When I say hurt, it's going to be uncomfortable. But we've all been through pain that it's over. You know, you get through it, you grow, but if you say, God, whatever you want, God would say, now I can use you. Okay? I can use you. Prayer hinders. One of the things that hinders your prayer is that you have what kind of a heart? Say it again. You pray with what kind of motives? You treat people what? Very good. The Holy Spirit teaches you. If you leave here today and you say, he is so silly and dumb, thank you, then you need to finish the sentence by saying, so am I, because you're following me. Holy Spirit is going to teach you
what?
Do this with me. Not power, like what's happening. I don't know what that means. I don't know if that means anything. Four words, three start with a P, one starts with an F. First poor word, the Holy Spirit wants you to pray what? Okay. If you don't use it and do it, you had fun, you learned some stuff. Y'all learned some stuff? Okay. You have a whole lot of scriptures there that you can read to reaffirm everything you just learned. I would encourage you to do that. You can go get the sermons and learn even more because we didn't go over everything. But you have to pray. So when you drive home today, why don't you pray? Even if you live in Orange County, you can just confess all your sin all the way home. Okay, and if you can get to the point where you can really stay focused and praying on different things, on different topics, God will do amazing things in your life. And God wants to do amazing things in your life. He wants to do unexplainable things in your life. And that small, still voice, remember his prayer, his voice is a very small, still voice. He will speak to you in a very small, still voice all the time about incredible things. And you hear a small, still voice tell you stuff that you think is impossible. That is how God speaks. He's never going to yell at you. Never. He's not. He's going to just whisper to you. It's going to be profound, and it'll be clear as day in your head. Sometimes it'll be clearer than that, or he'll say it through a person, but you have to do it. And so if you can have a relationship where you're walking with God and always listen to him, always be in constant communication, I'm telling you, you'll be walking like in a dark room, and he'll be guiding you between the furniture, and you don't even know it. It's just like, you'll go to the right school, you'll take the right class, you'll walk into rooms at the right moment, you will say the right thing, he'll do amazing things in your life. You'll walk in elevators at the right time to meet the right person to get you your next career or your future wife or husband. I mean, God has it all under control. And what you have to do is be completely dependent on him, and it's through prayer. If you don't pray, you're not communicating to God. Even when you're reading your Bible, when you're reading your Bible and God's speaking to you, that's communication. Pray as you're reading the Bible. God speaks to you. For all y'all who are reading 10 chapters a day, I know it's a lot. Keep going. Finish it. But God is speaking to you. If you're doing it, he's speaking to you. There is always going to be stuff you don't understand. Don't worry. Just keep reading. For right now, we're just trying to get through the Bible, and you're going to learn stuff, and you take notes down. But God is speaking to you. And if you can get it's like having the smartest person in the world stand next to you and a person who knows everything and can do everything stand next to you, why would you not take advantage of that? That's all this is about. Amen? Next week, we have those two people, Brian and Haley, bring a friend, okay? Lord, thank you so much for your faithfulness and your goodness. May we pray. We need to pray. We need to be faithful. Thank you for everybody here. Thank you for this church. Thank you for the opportunity to be with your people. Thank you that we can have fun. Thank you that you are a fun God. You are a real God and a serious God. Thank you that you love to transform our lives, and we pray that we pray to you. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. God bless you. Amen.